请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's read from God's word.
我们先看撒加利亚书第一章。
Once again, Zechariah chapter 1.
撒加利亚书第一章第十六节。
Zechariah 1, verse 16.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Therefore, thus says the Lord, I will return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house will be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts.And a measuring line will be stretched over Jerusalem.
出埃及记第二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
第八第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
出埃及记二十五章八九两节。
Exodus 25, 8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
And let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I am going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which was shown to you on the mountain.
我们再看使徒行传。
Then Acts.
使徒行传第七章。
The book of Acts, chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章第四十四节和四十五节。
Acts 7, verses 44 and 45.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕，是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的。这帐幕我们的祖宗相继承受，当神在他们面前赶出外邦人去的时候，他们同约书亚把帐幕搬进承受为业之地，直存到大卫的日子。
Our fathers had the tabernacle of testimony in the wilderness, just as he who spoke to Moses directed him to make it according to the patternwhich he had seen. And having received it in their turn, our fathers brought it in with Joshua upon dispossessing the nations whom God drove out before our fathers until the time of David.
我们再看希伯来书第八章。
Also Hebrews chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
希伯来书第八章第五节。
Hebrews 8:5.
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Hebrews 8:5. Who serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle. For see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
我们早晨已经和弟兄姊妹们说过。
This morning we shared
先知撒加利亚
that the prophet Zechariah
在犹太人他们被掳归回之后，
After the captivity had returned, the remnant had returned to Jerusalem.
又遇见了 当地他们所遇见的一些的难处。
They encountered difficulties as they were rebuilding the city.
结果建造圣殿的工程被耽误了大概有十五六年。
And we know that the construction on the temple was halted for about 15 or 16 years.
当我们读后面先知书的时候，
And when we read the later books of the prophets,
我们知道这十五六年对以色列百姓的影响非常大。
We know that these 15 or 16 years impacted the remnant quite a bit.
他们可以说心呢完全的涣散，完全不在了。
We saw that they no longer had the heart to build God's house.
他们只顾自己的家，只顾做住天花板的房屋去了。
They were only concerned with building their own homes, these paneled homes.
他们只顾自己生活的享受去了。
They enjoyed their own lives.
所以这里产生一个很重大的危机。
And so here there was a crisis among God's people.
神就兴起了先知哈该跟撒加利亚。
And so the Lord arose the prophets Haggai and Zechariah
重新鼓舞他们的心
in order to stir up their hearts once again.
感谢神
We thank the Lord.
神特别借着撒加利亚提醒神的百姓
Through Zechariah, he reminds God's people.
不管时代如何
Doesn't matter what the times are.
不管环境如何
Doesn't matter what the environment is.
不管人事如何
Doesn't matter how those around you are.
我们要建造耶路撒冷和圣殿
In order to build Jerusalem and the temple.
必须按照神的准绳。
You have to do it according to God's measuring line.
我们讲过，神这是神永远的旨意。
This speaks of God's eternal purpose.
从来神也不妥协，也不改变。
God does not compromise, nor does He change.
神既然定规了他的心意，定规他的标准，神就不改变。
He has established His will.And establish a standard, and that will never change.
所以我们的神一直做工到今天。
And so our Lord is working even until this day.
虽然我们在新约的时代里面。
Even though we dwell in the New Testament.
经过两千年教会的历史。
Through 2,000 years of church history.
多少的变动。
So many changes.
多少人事的改变。
So many people that have changed throughout the century.
但是我们必须知道一件事情。
But we know one thing is for sure.
神的旨意，神的标准从来不改变。
God's will and His standard never change.
但愿今天在我们各处的聚会里面。
May we in our various local assemblies.
我们仍旧能看见神把他的准绳拉在其中。
Be able to see that God has stretched out His measuring line amongst us.
今天我们仍旧能够按照这个准绳在神的跟前来侍奉神。
And may we serve Him according to this measuring line.
所以我们讲到这个准绳其实就是神的标准。
So we spoke of how this measuring line is God's standard.
而这个标准呢，在历史上头一次的出现。是出现在西乃山上。
And this standard appeared for the first time in human history at Mount Sinai.
在西乃山上，神不仅把律法赐下来。
On the mountain, not only did God give them the law.
神也把会幕建造的样式启示给他们。
God gave them the pattern by which the tabernacle was to be constructed.
我们知道那个就变成了神工作的一个标准。
And we know that that became the standard by which God works.
从那个时候开始起,
From that moment on,
以后以色列的百姓,
the children of Israel from that point on,
他们都要按照这个准绳来行事,
had to work and exist according to that standard.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们的神的心是多么的迫切。
We know that our Lord is zealous for His people.
他在地上要建立他的家。
He wants to establish his home here.
是因为他喜欢与人同住。
Because he wants to dwell among men.
所以我们知道神的居所是多么重要的一件事情。
So what an important thing his sanctuary is.
所以神在那里启示摩西的时候。
So as the Lord is instructing Moses.
神就把这个工作的标准把它立定在那里了。
He establishes the standard by which he works.
我们早晨也讲过。
And this morning we also shared.
从全本圣经的启示里面我们知道神的标准就是基督。
We know from Revelation that God's standard is Christ.
不过在旧约的时代，神的儿子还没有来到。
But of course, in the Old Testament time, God's Son had not appeared in the flesh.
所以神的儿女们还不能懂得什么是基督做标准。
So the Old Testament people did not understand what it means for Christ to be the standard.
所以神就先用一个会幕。
So God used as a type the tabernacle.
来解释。
In order to explain.
他如何用基督做标准来建造会幕。
To explain how Christ was to be that standard by which they built the tabernacle.
所以我们说过。会幕中间所有一切的事都具备基督的意义在里面。
So we know that all the furnishings within the tabernacle speak of Christ.
我们在新约时代在圣灵的光照底下。
We are now underneath the light of the Spirit.
你回头看这个会幕的时候。
When we look back and look at the construction of the
tabernacle. 你看见每一个部分你都会看见基督的意义在里面。
We find Christ in every minute aspect of the tabernacle.
所以这是神。用预表先来说明基督做标准的意思。
So through the tabernacle, we see a type of Christ as the standard.
所以难怪当摩西要建造会幕的时候。
So of course, when Moses constructed the tabernacle,
那么蒙神警戒他说
，The Lord
warning 他
，The Lord warned them
啊，就告诉他说呢，每一样事物都要按照山上指示你的样式。
That he instructed them that everything must be done according to the pattern on the mount.
所以你读出埃及记的时候
，So as we read Exodus,
你看见有多少次神在那里提醒摩西
？We see the Lord reminding Moses
要谨慎，要谨慎。
You have to hold fast
啊，要非常的小心。
You have to be cautious.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
因为那个。小小的会幕看起来是个物质的东西。
Even though this tabernacle is a material thing,
但是希伯来书告诉我们
，But Hebrew tells us
这个会幕乃是天上事的影像。
It tells us that the tabernacle is a shadow of heavenly things.
原来它是指着天上的事。
It's speaking of heavenly things.
而我们知道这个天上的事就指的基督说的。
And of course, the heavenly things it's speaking of refers
to Christ. 所以难怪神呢要那样的谨慎的小心的来吩咐摩西。
And so that's why God cautions Moses in the construction of
the tabernacle. 每一样事物都要按照神的计划，按照神的标准。
Everything must be according to God's plan and His standard.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
在那个世代里面，他得做一个忠心的仆人。
In that time period, he found a faithful servant.
他完全按照神所指示他的样式建造每一样东西。
Based on the pattern with which he was shown, the tabernacle was constructed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天有多少人被称作是神的仆人
How many of us are considered the servant of God?
我们感觉很羞愧。
We really feel ashamed.
我们有真正的按照神的指示行事吗？
Have we really done according to God's plan?
早晨我已经讲过，教会是神的工作，不是人的工作。
This morning I spoke how the church is God's work, not man's.
但是我们人很容易就把神的工作变成我的工作。
But very often, God's work becomes my work.
所以我的意念、我的想法、我的兴趣，通通在其中。
My ideas, my thinking, my methods are found in there.
在教会里面啊，那么我们想做什么就做什么。
Within the church, whatever we want to do, we do.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们看见摩西
，we see Moses，
我们实在感觉很羞愧
，and we feel ashamed。
摩西是那样忠心的把会幕按照神指示他的样式建造起来。
Moses was so faithful in constructing the tabernacle as the Lord had shown him.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
是他让神的旨意在那个时代里面做了一次完全的启示。
We see that The Lord's revelation was able to be fulfilled during that time period.
从那个时候开始起,
and from that time forth,
神在地上就有了一条准绳。
From that time forth, the Lord on this earth had a measuring line.
所以往后去神儿女所有的工作都要经过这个准绳的考验。
And from that point on, everything had to be measured according to that measuring line.
一直到今天。
Even until today,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的生活, 我们的侍奉, 我们的教会生活,
our church life,
能经得起这个准绳的考验吗?
Can it withstand the test of that measuring line?
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们知道神建造教会有他自己的标准的。
We know that when the Lord wants to build the church, he has his own standard.
不需要你我来给他定标准。
You and I, we don't need to set any standard for him.
如果我们定标准，我们就是胆大妄为，你知道吗？就是你胆子很大。
If we try to set a standard, we are behaving far too boldly.
哦，那是很可怕的事。
And it's a scary thing.
这个会遭到神的审判。
And this will incur God's judgment.
因为我们知道这是神的家。
Because this is God's house. This is not your house.
啊，这是多么神圣的一件事情。
And this is a very serious matter.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
And so we look upon the Lord's mercy.
所以在西乃山上。
So at Sinai,
借着会幕的建造这件事情,
through the construction of the tabernacle,
我们看见神对一些事物有标准的要求。
We see the requirement that God has a standard.
我们讲到他有品质上的要求。就是品, character.
We find that, there's a character to this standard.
我们讲到你建造一个东西需要材料的。
We talked about how to build something you need materials.
而这个材料的这个品质，那是神非常注重的一件。
And the character or nature of that material is something God pays attention to.
所以当初建造会幕的时候
，So as the tabernacle is being constructed,
神已经指定了他建造的会幕的材料就是这些。
The Lord has declared that only these materials can be used.For the construction.
在这些之外，你不能加上任何。
Outside of these materials, you cannot add other things.
你也不能少于这些东西。
And you can't lack any of these things.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这是重要的一个指示。
This is an important instruction.
那么神在建造会幕上不仅要求这个品质。
And so not only is there this characteristic of the standard.
那么神也给我们看见有样式的标准。
We see that there is a likeness of this standard.
在希伯来文里面,
in the original Hebrew,
这个样式,
this word likeness,
它原文有几个不同的解释的。
There are a few explanations.
所以有的英文圣经把它翻成 pattern.
Some have translated it pattern.
也翻作 likeness.
Or likeness.
或者也可以翻成 form,
or form,
一个形式
form.
你知道今天很多的聚会啊，非常注重他们的 form, 注重他们的形式。
A lot of churches these days really pay attention to the form in which they meet.
所以我们看见在会幕的建造上面
，So in the construction of the tabernacle,
会幕中一切的事物都有它的样式。
All of the furnishings within the tabernacle have their form.
我现在先把这个样式啊，今天跟我们在侍奉上所有的关系，我先做一个解释。
I'd like to explain how the form of these furnishings have to do with our service.
等一下后面我会详细的解释。
And I'll explain this in greater detail in a bit.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
旧约会幕的样式。
This form that we find in the Old Testament.
就是新约教会里的属灵原则。
Translates to the New Testament church principles.
所以今天我们不需要按照旧约的那个会幕里面所有的样式，那么重新建造一些东西。
So we don't need to remake these furnishings in the tabernacle.
Okay.所以今天我们怎么样来运用这个所谓的一个对的样式呢
But how do we take on the form,
right form.
The correct form in the church today?
就是告诉我们，只要你的侍奉、你的聚会符合于属灵的原则，那么就是对的样子。
If your meeting and your service are according to these spiritual principles, then you are on the correct path.
所以我们现在更需要明白，属灵的原则就是基督的意义。
So these spiritual principles speak of the meaning of Christ.
Yeah, 非常重要啊。
It's very important.
我们再强调一下，再讲一下。
I want to emphasize this.
属灵的原则就是基督的意义。
These spiritual principles speak of the meaning of Christ.
啊，等等我会解释。
And I'll explain this further.
我希望弟兄姊妹先记住这个。
But I want you to remember that phrase.
他意思说，在旧约的时候呢，你看见都是一个一个器具不同的样式。
And I'll explain by saying these furnishings are all individual and different.
但是在旧约的时代呢，神不是光要给这个固定的样式，神要借着这个说明一些属灵的原则。
But he didn't want to just give them these items in the tabernacle. There's a spiritual principle behind each and every one of them.
而那个属灵的原则呢，都是基督的意义，以基督做标准的。
And those spiritual principles, speak of the meaning of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is an important thing.
两千年的教会历史。
Through 2,000 years of church history,
人凭着自己的意念，凭着自己的眼光，凭着自己的智慧，在地上建造了无数教会的这个样式。
Through 2,000 years of church history, man through his own devices, through his own wisdom, has constructed many of these forms we find in the church.
我们知道这是神所不能接受的东西。
We know that these are things God cannot accept.
因为神已经定下了他自己的样式。
Because God has already established his own form.
我们只能按照他的样式行事。
And we can only build according to that form or pattern.
所以这个考验我们，到底我们的忠心有多少。
So this tests us, how faithful are we?
所以在圣经里面论到摩西的忠心，是指着他建造会幕说的。
And when we speak of the faithfulness of Moses, it speaks of how he constructed that tabernacle.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们在不多的日子的里面，
that in these remaining days,
能够按照神的标准行事。
How we can, do our work according to that standard.
那么现在呢，我用一点时间啊，我把会幕中间的各种不同的器具的样式呢，做一点属灵上的解释。
So I'd like to explain some of the spiritual principles we find behind many of the furnishings in the tabernacle.
其实你首先看见这整个会幕啊，整个会幕就是有一个样式的。
First, we see that the entire tabernacle has its own pattern or likeness.
但是因为它的结构呢，太复杂了。
But because there is a lot of complexity in how it's constructed,
所以呢，我们的时间不许可我们一点一点细节上面的来交通它。
And because of time, we're not able to describe in great detail every single intricacy.
那么我呢拉出两个重要的原则，是我们今天在教会侍奉中所需要。
But I want to pull aside two important spiritual principles that affect our church service.
我们晓得第一个，
number one,
就是这个会幕是被分别为圣。
This tabernacle is such that it is holy and set apart.
那是一个绝对神圣的地方。
It is a holy place.
在旧约时代中啊，
in the Old Testament time,
所有神的百姓都知道。
God's people knew,
当他们在旷野的时候，
as they were wandering through the wilderness,
那么各支派都在那里搭帐篷。
All the tribes were setting up their own tents.
但是他们知道有一个地方是最神圣的。
But they knew there was a most holy location.
那就是会幕这个地方。
And that was where the tabernacle was set up.
所有神的儿女们提到这个会幕，里面都心存敬畏。
And when the people of God spoke of the tabernacle, they spoke in reverence.
因为在这个地方，
because in that place,
你不可以把世界的东西，把你私人的东西 带到中间去的。
You cannot bring the things of the world or the things of ourselves into that holy place.
今天我们晓得这个会幕乃是预表着教会。
Today we know that the tabernacle speaks of the church.
你看看我们新约时代中的百姓。
We look at the New Testament saints.
我们对于教会，我们有像犹太人对于会幕所产生那种的敬畏吗？
Do we have the same kind of reverence towards the church that these Israelites had towards the tabernacle?
我们随便把世界，把我们个人的东西，个人的利益带到教会的里面。
Seems like we bring a lot of the things of the world, a lot of the things of ourselves into the church.
我们这个旧约时代中这是不可以的。
We know in the Old Testament times you could not do this.
所以神给我们一个简单的图画。
So the Lord gives us a simple picture.
这个会幕是绝对神圣的地方。
This tabernacle was a place of holiness.
我希望呢，我们从这个观念里面能够把它运用在我们的教会生活里。
I hope that this spiritual concept can be applied in our church service.
我们新约时代中的百姓，我们知道教会是一个最神圣的地方。
Our New Testament saints need to realize that the church is a holy place.
因为这里是神的居所。
This is God's dwelling place.
这里是神设立宝座的地方。
This is where God establishes His throne.
你绝不能把世界的，把你个人的东西带到教会里面。
You cannot bring the things of the world or your personal things into the church.
但是我们看一看今天地上的基督教。
But look at modern day Christianity.
多少的这个世界的东西，人的东西带进教会里面。
We find so much of the world in the church today.
我们晓得过去几百年，
We know in the last several hundred years,
有一些弟兄们呢，把过去传统的基督教里面一些节期啊，把它弄清楚了。
We know that, there's been some revelation concerning some of the traditions that were in the church.
他们知道这些东西是不对的。
They knew that some of these traditions were wrong.
所以那个时候他们就把这些东西统统把它隔绝了。
And at the time, these brothers and sisters got rid of these traditions.
所以现在有很多的聚会他们也不庆祝什么圣诞节、什么复活节这一大堆的节期。
And so a lot of the churches today who have been enlightened won't celebrate things like Christmas.
我们知道这是错误的东西。
We know that these things are incorrect.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
有许多我们无形的把世界人的节期也带到教会里面。
But oftentimes we mistakenly bring the celebrations or traditions of the world into the church.
你知道在原则上面来讲，这是得罪神的事情。
And you know, really, this is something that goes against God.
这是不对的。
This is incorrect.
我们甚至有时候无知到一个地步。
And sometimes we're so lost.
哇，我们跑到教会里面，那么鼓动起弟兄姊妹来庆祝生日。
We even will encourage brothers and sisters to celebrate things like birthdays.
你知道这个都是不对的东西。
You know, these are not right.
你想想看。
Think about it.
摩西就是120岁。
Moses lived to be 120.
他敢不敢在会幕里面庆祝生日啊？
Do you think he would celebrate his birthday in the tabernacle?
摩西绝对不敢的。
He would never do such a thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天对于教会这个神圣的感觉失去了。
You know, we've lost that impression of holiness within the church.
啊，结婚多少年也在那里来庆祝。
We celebrate anniversaries.
弟兄姊妹，你们原谅我这样说啊。
You know, forgive me for saying
this. 有些东西并不是坏的。
Some of these things are not wrong necessarily.
如果你自己在你自己的家里面做，这个我觉得还可以的。
You know, if you celebrate some of these things I mentioned in your own home, that's fine.
你拉到教会的里面，弟兄姊妹们是绝对不可以的。
But if you bring that into the church, there's something's wrong.
我们求主让我们至少能像犹太人一样。
At the very least, we should be like the Israelites.
知道会幕是一个绝对神圣的地方。
To know that the tabernacle was an absolutely holy place.
教会见证的软弱。
The weakness of the testimony of the church. 就是因为我们没有分别为圣。It's because we have not set apart ourselves. 太多世界的东西进到教会里面。Too much of the world has entered the church. 太多我们私人的东西进到教会里面。Too many of our own personal things have entered the church. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。So dear brothers and sisters. 我们仰望主的怜悯。We have to look to the Lord's mercy. 我们不能得罪神的。We cannot sin against God. 我们尊重神，也要尊重神的家。We have to revere God and revere His home. 所以这个会幕呢？ So this tabernacle. 它是一个绝对被分别为圣的地方。It was something that was set apart and holy. 所以今天我们不需要再建造一个会幕。So today we don't have to reconstruct the tabernacle. 但是我们的聚会必须分别为圣。But our meetings.They need to be set apart for the Lord. 我也知道很多时候你做这个东西啊，你会得罪人的。You know, and if you do some of these things, you might insult others.
你会叫人不喜欢的。
You might make others unhappy.
保罗也曾经碰过这个问题，对吧？
You know, Paul even encountered.
所以在加拉太书说。
So in Galatians he says.
他说我是要讨人的欢喜呢，还讨神的欢喜呢
？Am I here to please man or to please God?
我如果讨人的欢喜，我就不是神的仆人了。
You know, if I'm here to please man, then I'm no longer a servant of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须把我们聚会，一同聚会的所在，把它看作是一个神圣的，神的居所。
So our meeting place, the church, must be something that is holy and set apart for God.
你们都知道我不是指的那个外面物质的建筑说的。
And you know I'm not speaking of the outward building.
我是指着我们的聚会的里面的光景说的。
I'm speaking of the condition of our meetings.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So Lord, may the Lord have mercy upon us.
至少今天呢，主能把一个会幕的这个形象摆在我们的里面。
May the Lord place this pattern of the tabernacle within our hearts.
当你要做一些事情的时候，
when you're about to do something,
你要想一想，你要。至少你要像犹太人那样的敬畏。
Consider that we, at the very least, we ought to have the same reverence that the Israelites had for that tabernacle.
我们必须明白，
we have to understand,
教会是属于主的，
that the church belongs to the Lord.
我们需要有这个敬畏的心。
We have to have this heart of reverence.
那么这个会幕呢，给我们有第二方面的一个提醒。
It gives us, this tabernacle as a whole gives us a second reminder.
就是它的外表很简单的。
It's actually very simple on the outside.
即使后来呢，圣殿建造起来的时候。
We know that later the temple was built.
你从表面看都是大石头。
And on the outward, it was large stones.
它也是个很简单的东西。
But yet it was a simple structure.
但是它里面非常的华丽，非常的荣耀。
But we know that within there was much beauty and glory.
我们知道这也是一个重要的原则。
We know that this is an important spiritual principle.
今天我们在教会的生活里，
today in our church life,
我们不需要注重这个外表的活动和外表的华丽。
We don't need to pay attention to outward activities and outward beauty.
我们所注重是里面的丰盛。
We want to pay attention to the inner richness,
是注重里面生命的那个荣耀。
To pay attention to that inner glory and life.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
两三百年前，
two or three hundred years ago,
在欧洲主兴起了这个弟兄运动。
The Lord brought about the brethren movement.
啊，我们知道是弟兄运动让我们得到了大的释放。
We know that the brethren movement gave us great revelation.
因为在那个之前，
because prior to that,
你看欧洲他们要所谓的要建造教会，都要盖那个哥德式的大礼拜堂。
For anyone to build up the church, they needed to build a gigantic cathedral.
哇，外面呢非常的这个辉煌，非常的荣耀。
And it was very glorious and grand on the outside.
所以在欧洲一座一座的这个教堂摆在那里。
So you'll see throughout Europe many of these cathedrals.
可怜呢，现在呢都变成观光的地方了哈。
But it's very pathetic that nowadays it's all full of tourists.
是弟兄们读主的话语的时候，
it was the brethren who read God's word.
他们明白了，
they understood.
教会是我们这些人，不是房屋。
The church consists of us, not this building.
神所注重的是在灵和真实里面的敬拜。
God pays attention to that worship in spirit and in truth.
神不是注重这个外表的华丽。
God doesn't care about the outward beauty.
神才不管你这个外面的物质的东西呢。
And he doesn't care about the outward materialistic things.
那么神是要注重里面的东西。
He pays attention to what is within.
所以我常常感觉啊。
So I often feel.
弟兄运动给我们留下好宝贵的遗产。
The brethren movement has given us, very precious inheritance.
那么一个就是简单。
One is simplicity.
回归简单。
We got to return to simplicity.
第二个，精确，准确照着神的话语。
Second, accuracy. We have to be according to God's word.
其实今天如果我们能循着这两个原则在主面前跟随主。
If we follow the Lord according to these two principles alone.
你恐怕各地的聚会已经非常的蒙恩了。
We will find that many of the meeting places will be blessed.
你知道人喜欢外面的东西。
You know, man loves the outward.
哇，把聚会弄得热热闹闹的。
We like to have a very festive atmosphere in the meeting place.
盖得大大的。
We want to build up a big structure, a building.
很多的活动。
We want to have a lot of activities.
唯有一件事情就是缺少灵和真实的敬拜。
And sadly, what we lack is that worship in spirit and in truth.
我们正好相反了。
You know, we've done the opposite of God, what God intended.
会幕是外表是简单的。
In the tabernacle, the outward was very simple.
因为你到那一看，最外一层是海狗皮啊，黑皮。
If you look at the most outer layer, it's porpoise skin. It's dark.
但是你越往里面去，
But as you go,
金金的都是美丽的。
But as you go within, it's all gold and beauty.
所以这个会幕它本身的样式就给我们启示了重要的原则。
So the form or pattern of the tabernacle itself gives us these important spiritual principles.
我想为着时间的缘故啊，我不能讲得再多。
Due to time, we won't go into this in further detail.
那么我提两个这个原则是我们可以实行的。
And I'm hoping these two principles are ones that we can put into practice.
然后我们看见在会幕里面。
And then we see that within the tabernacle.
那么首先你碰见的是祭坛。
The first thing you encounter is the brazen altar.
当然在出埃及记里面也讲到了这个祭坛是怎么样建造起来的。
Of course, in Exodus, you can read about how the brazen altar was to be constructed.
我们没有时间去详细的解释这些。
And we don't have time to go through the details.
所以我在这里提起那个重要的原则。
But again, I just want to bring about the spiritual principles.
所以当你一进这个会幕里面，第一个碰见祭坛。
So as you enter the tabernacle, the first thing you encounter is the altar.
当然，祭坛首先让我明白的就是奉献献祭。
This altar speaks of sacrifice and consecration.
其实奉献的意思就是宣告主权是神的。
Consecration means that you acknowledge the authority belongs to God.
在教会里面没有你的主权，只有神的主权。
You have no authority in the church, only God.
我们大家都需要奉献。
We all need to consecrate ourselves.
最好做全身的燔祭啊，整个的 burning offering, 整个献给神。
As a whole burnt offering, we offer ourselves to God.
当然我们到今天我们也明白这个祭坛是具备十字架的意义在里面。
And of course, we know that the brazen altar speaks of the cross.
那么主耶稣给我们解释十字架的意义很简单。
The Lord has very simply explained to us the meaning of the cross.
十字架就是舍己。
The cross means we deny ourselves.
其实呢，就是完全没有你的自己。
It means absolutely none of you.
你看见吗？当初啊，他们以色列人来的时候带了一只羊来了。
In the past, the Israelites would bring a sheep, a lamb.
羊被杀之后呢，摆在祭坛上。
After the lamb was slaughtered, it was placed on the altar.
经过那个火一烧化就没有了，变成灰了。
And after the burnt offering, it became nothing, just dust.
所以这个意思很清楚。
So this meaning is very clear to us.
所以我们到神的跟前来，没有我们自己的。
When we come before God, there should be none of me.
我们要舍己的。
We have to deny ourselves.
这个成为教会里面最艰难学的功课。
And this is such a difficult lesson in the church.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们知道这个祭坛
，We know that this brazen altar，
这个十字架的工作
，The work of the cross，
最重要的，今天在地上，在时间中是做工在我们的魂里面。
This work has to be done importantly in our soul， our soul life。
所以彼得晚年所写彼得前书告诉我们，要追求魂的纯净。
And so Peter, in his old age, writes about the purity of our souls.
其实今天呢，你看见教会中所发生一切的事情呢，那个关键都在那个魂。
And we know that a lot of the troubles we find in the church today, the source of that complication has to do with the soul.
因为我们的魂不纯净。
Because our souls are not pure.
这个魂大家都知道，就是我的思想、我的情感、我的意志，是吧？我的感觉。
The soul consists of our ideas, our ambitions, and our feelings, our emotions.
那么，所以我们天天的生活都是我想怎样，我爱怎样，我决定怎样，我感觉怎样，是不是这样
？The soul life speaks of I want this, I need this.I feel this way.
连小孩子都是这样的。
And even a small child will understand this.
整天都是我的，
对不对？ Me, me, me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers
and sisters, 我们知道十字架是对付这个
的。The work of the cross is to deal with this.
所以今天在教会里需要传扬十字架的道理。
So in the church today, we have to preach the work of the cross.
否则我们没有路。
Otherwise, there is no other way.
你知道在旧约时代中啊，
You know, in the Old Testament times,
跟这个祭坛相对最厉害的东西是什么？
What is the thing that opposes the brazen altar the most?
那个被称作是秋坛。
It's considered the high places.
啊，很奇怪的，以色列人呢，他们连他们也很喜欢在秋坛上面献祭。
It's very interesting. The Israelites later on preferred to offer on the high places.
这是外邦宗教的一个习惯。
This was something adopted from religion.
所以今天呢，我们把十字架的意义变成了一个宗教的思想。
So we've turned the way of the cross into some religious thinking.
啊，今天你们原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me for saying this.
啊，我也是从学校里面读书出来的。
You know, I was educated in this world as well.
我年轻时候也对知识也是有很大的渴望。
And I was also very career driven.When I was younger.
但是我现在很清楚。
But it's very clear to me now.
你看今天在这个整个地上的教会中。
You find in the church today.
人不讲十字架。
No one preaches about the cross.
人讲心理学。
People preach about
psychology. 人讲哲学。
They preach about philosophies.
人讲科学。
And science.
那是什么东西啊？
What are these things?
那就是今天的秋坛。
These are modern day high places.
这些对于我们的知识来讲，好像能满足我们的。
These things seem to satisfy, satisfy us.
但是这个呢，救不了我们。
But these cannot redeem us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
祭坛有祭坛的样子。
There is a likeness to this brazen altar.
今天教会仍旧要按照十字架的原则来侍奉神。
The church needs to serve God according to the way of the cross.
我只能简单的说了。
And I'm only going to leave this simple explanation.
还有洗濯盆是吧？你下面碰见那个是洗濯盆。
The next thing we encounter in the tabernacle is the wash basin.
那这个我们都知道，祭司们要进入会幕里面的时候呢，他们要洗手洗脚。
We know that for priests to enter into service, their hands and their feet have to be cleansed.
这简单意思就是，你手脚要干净呢。
Your hands and your feet have to be clean.
今天我们很多时候在侍奉上，这个手脚不干净。
Today in service, oftentimes our hands and our feet are not clean.
这也不可以的。
This cannot be.
所以你的手要是清洁的。
So your hands.Have to be set apart for the Lord.
你的脚不是跑自己的路的。
You don't walk your own path.
要清洁的。
Your feet have to be set apart for the Lord.
其实这个整个的说明的意思就是我们需要一个清洁的良心。
We have to have a clean conscience.
非常重要。
It's very important.
保罗到晚年的时候啊。
In his later years, Paul.
特别提醒年轻的提摩太。
He reminded the young Timothy.
他说你需要一个清洁的良心。
He reminded him to have a clear or clean conscience.
我们基督徒啊，做人不仅光是凭良心，你要凭一个清洁的良心。
As Christians, not only are we to have a conscience, but a clear or clean conscience.
如果你的心不责备你，弟兄姊妹们，那么你在主跟前，你才能过这个安息的生活。
If your heart doesn't condemn you, only then can you live this life before the Lord.
所以这个就是一个所谓的洗桌盆。
And so this is what the wash basin represents.
你进到圣所的里面。
And then when you enter into the holy place,
我想这个弟兄姊妹都很清楚，对吧？
I think you're all aware of these things.
但是很重要。
But they're important.
这是山上的样式。
This is the pattern on the mount.
啊，这里提醒我们，这里首先你需要一个陈设饼的桌子。
But first you encounter the table of showbread.
这里也讲到在教会中供应的原则。
This talks about the supply within the church.
那个饼必须是无酵饼。
That bread has to be unleavened.
你看在头一个世纪，
we see in the first century,
使徒们已经感觉到了。
We see in the first century church, the apostles knew.
他们已经 aware 到了。
They were aware.
教会里面有太多教训之风啊。
That there were all sorts of doctrines that had entered into the church.
各式各样的教训像吹风一样。
Worldly doctrines came in like the wind.
他们把教带到教会里面。
They brought this leaven into the church.
所以很多时候教会看起来外表发展得很快。
And so on the outward, it seemed like this church was expanding.
但是那个供应已经不纯洁了。
But that supply was not pure.
今天在教会里面。
In the church today,
我们最需要是纯净的生命的言语。
What we need is that pure word, the pure word
from life,
the pure word of life.
那么，所以呢，这十二块的无酵饼
，so these 12 loaves of unleavened bread，
说明了教会中在话语上的一些的供应。
It speaks of all the supply we receive from the word.
那么它有十二块。
There are 12 pieces.
那么代表着十二个支派。
It speaks of the 12 tribes.
代表着说你这个供应是全面的供应。
It speaks of how this supply is full.
它不是为着
full measure.
特定的一个团体。
It doesn't bias against one tribe or another.
我们很多时候我们会为着自己的工作讲话的。
Sometimes we speak of our own work.
所以我们需要有全面性的供应。
We have to have a full supply.
这些话是可以供应所有的圣徒们的。
Our words ought to be able to edify all of the saints.
所以这里给我们看见有陈设饼的桌子在这里。
So we see the table of showbread.
然后我们又看见什么呢？金金的灯台。
Also in the holy place, we find the golden lampstand.
当然，这个金金的灯台呢，它的这个结构和制造是很特别的。
We know the construction of that golden lampstand is special.
我们知道它是从一块金子里面敲出来的。
From one piece of gold, it is carved.
当然，我们知道，特别到启示录的时候。
We know that in Revelation,
用金金的灯台代表教会。
This golden lampstand refers to the churches.
它特别强调它这个合一的原则。
And it speaks of unity in the church.
合一的见证。
It is the testimony of unity.
是经过捶打所捶打出来的一个美丽的一个形象。
It's something that is hammered out and something that is beautiful.
在会幕里面，只有这个金金的灯台是纯金的。
The only item in the holy place that is of pure gold is the golden lampstand.
那我们知道这个灯台是用的发光的，用来发光作用。
We know that the purpose is to bring about light.
代表生命的光，代表着圣灵的启示。
It brings about the light of life, the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们都知道今天整个教会是建造在启示的原则上。
We know that the church is constructed on these original principles.
只有启示出来的是真的光。
Revelation. Only light can come from
revelation. 那个人的聪明的头脑的知识所出来的东西不是光。
Our own human wisdom, that does not bring about light.
所以这些呢都是一些重要的提醒。
These are all important reminders to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
那么它是一个发光的器皿。
This is an instrument of light.
那么当然不能缺少膏油。
But of course, you can't lack that oil.
啊，什么时候油没有了，它就不发光了。
If there's no oil, then there is no light.
所以今天在教会里面，
So the principle is in the church.
需要丰盛的圣灵的膏油。
We have to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
让灯台能够发出亮光。
That this golden lampstand might shine forth its light.
不能活在黑暗的里面。
The church cannot dwell in darkness.
教会乃是活在神的光照底下。
It must exist in the light of God.
个人的生活也是一样。
And it's the same with our personal lives.
要活在神的光底下。
We have to live in God's light.
啊，我们不能活在黑暗的里面。
We can't be living in darkness.
所以我们看见这个金金灯台的样式。
So then we see the pattern of this golden lampstand.
代表了一个发光和启示的原则。
It speaks of the principle of light and revelation.
所以只要教会中有光，
if there's light within the church,
有启示，
if there's revelation within the church,
就证明这个灯台还在那里。
It speaks of how the lampstand is still there.
你看在启示录前面的二三章，
we see in Revelations chapter 2 and 3,
每一个教会有一个灯台做代表。
Every church is represented by a lampstand.
我们感觉特别在末后的时代，
especially in these last days.
今天地上的光景何等黑暗啊！
We find that we are living in a time of great darkness.
人类实在是活在一个空前黑暗的时期。
We are living in a very dark generation and society.
如果教会不发光，
if the church cannot shine forth its light,
就等于没有光。
That means there is no light.
现在人的良心的感觉呢，是越来越被玷污的。
The conscience of man has become so dim.
非常可怕。
It's a scary time we're living in.
从前人家谈起来觉得羞耻的事，现在呢，是面无羞耻的讲这些东西。
A lot of things that we previously considered shameful are no longer shameful, and they're out in the open.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
教会需要发光。
The church must shine forth light.
那个金金的灯台必须被维持住。
The golden lampstand must be maintained.
所以这个金金的灯台也是有它的样式。
So there is a pattern to this or form to this golden lampstand.
这是神在山上所指示摩西的。
This is the pattern instructed to Moses on the mount.
那么还有香坛和香炉。
And then there's the altar of incense.
这个代表着一个祷告的原则。
This speaks of the principle of prayer.
我们知道圣徒们的祷告像香一样的上腾到神的跟前。
The prayer of the saints should be like incense arising to God.
必须带着香进入至圣所。
The high priest has to bring incense into the holy place.
这告诉我们今天教会里面应该充满着祷告的香气。
This speaks of how there must be this aroma of prayer in the church.
我们很惭愧啊。
You know, we ought to be ashamed.
我们看见各道各处的聚会，祷告聚会都是最弱的。
We see that in most assemblies, the prayer meeting is the weakest meeting.
所以你祷告越少啊，就越发不出香气来了，对吧？
So the less prayer we have, the less this aroma is brought forth.
所以你当年如果你进到那个会幕里面去，
Back in the day, if you entered into the tabernacle,
哇，无论是圣所，无论至圣所，都充满了香气。
Whether the holy place or the holy of holies, it was filled with the smell of incense.
啊，我们的神喜欢来听神儿女的祷告。
Our God loves to hear the prayer from His children.
他喜欢闻到这个祷告的香气。
He wants to smell the aroma of the prayer of the saints.
但是祷告非常的重要。
But prayer is important.
神的儿女不开口祷告固然是不好。
Of course, we need to open our mouths in prayer.
但是我们一些老基督徒你习惯祷告，你也要小心。
But those of us older believers.Who are used to praying all the time, we also have to be careful.
我们在利未记第十章里面，
In Leviticus chapter 10,
发现亚伦的两个儿子，
we find Aaron's sons.
他们拿着香炉进到神跟前的时候，他们放上燔火。
When they brought the incense before God, they used what was considered strange fire.
你看这个英文呢，是不是 strange 是奇奇怪怪的
？Strange fire.
啊，那么中文呢，把它翻译成燔火。为什么呢？因为呢，这个香坛上面的这个火是应该从祭坛上面拿过来，而祭坛上的火呢，是从天上降下来的。
We know that the fire that ought to light the incense ought to come from the altar, and that fire comes from heaven.
所以呢，英文这个翻呢，奇怪的火也是很有意思。
And so this translation in the English of strange fire is very interesting. So we do find some brothers and sisters have very odd prayers.
这说明什么？你祷告，你要顺着圣灵的膏油祷告。
It tells us that when we pray, we have to pray according to the anointing of the Spirit.
你凭着自己的热心，这个也不是很好。
If you pray according to your own zeal, that's not a good thing.
如果奇奇怪怪的就更不好。
And if you pray in a strange manner, that's not good either.
祷告是何等的重要啊！因为你祷告是给神听的。
Prayer is important because you are praying to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在圣灵里祷告。
So we ought to pray in our spirit.
啊，所以呢，有很多的时候，不是说我们来到聚会里呢，有的弟兄姊妹很怕祷告，从来不肯开口，对不对？
So often when we come to the meeting, there are brothers and sisters who are too shy to pray.
圣灵怎么赶也赶不动。
No matter how hard the Spirit pushes, they're not going to open their mouth.
圣灵这么感动，那么感动，感动到你在那里都坐立不安了，他就是不开口。
No matter how much the Holy Spirit pushes you, you won't pray.
那有的弟兄姊妹呢，不需要圣灵感动，一到聚会里面马上就开口了。
And then there are other saints on the other spectrum that don't need the prompting of the Spirit and just enter into the meeting place and start praying.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
祷告说很简单是很简单。
Prayer should be simple.
说很难也是非常的难。Not easy.
Prayer is not easy.
小孩子也可以祷告，对不对？
So kids can pray.
但是你再属灵的人，你还要学习祷告。
But even the most spiritual person needs to learn how to pray.
我们一生在主面前的学习啊。
So all of our learning before God
需要怎么样？顺着圣灵的感动。
Has to be from the moving of the Spirit.
你多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，你有时候要顺着圣灵的感动。
Even those who have known the Lord for many years, you have to follow the Spirit.
刚蒙恩得救的人，你也要顺服圣灵的感动。
Those who are new believers, you also have to follow the moving of the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在祷告的事上
，in this matter of prayer,
需要有里面圣灵的火。
You have to have that inner fire of the Spirit.
那么我们晓得，在圣所的里面
，we know that in this Holy place.
我有一个东西可以带进至圣所的。
There's only one thing that can be brought into the Holy of Holies.
就是大祭司带着香炉可以进到至圣所里面。
You know that the high priest can bring this
Holy of Holies.
To bring incense into the Holy of Holies.
所以因此呢，祷告呢也被称作是至圣的经历。
So prayer is also considered the experience of the Holy of Holies.
所以祷告在神跟前是非常神圣的一件事情。
So prayer is a holy matter.
我们要求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord give us wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，在祷告的事上需要顺服圣灵的带领。
We have to submit to the leading of the Spirit in regards to prayer.
到了以赛亚书的时候。
So when we come to the book of Isaiah,
我们看见先知告诉我们
，The prophet Isaiah tells us,
神说我的家必成为万民祷告的家，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
The Lord through Isaiah says, My house should be a
nation.
万民。
A house of prayer for the nations, but you have made it a den of thieves.
其实呢，原文更简单。神说我的家是每一个人的祷告之家。
In the original, it's actually simpler. The house, my house should be a house of prayer for every person.
教会里面叫每个人都站起来讲道，这个恐怕不容易。
If you ask everyone in the church to get up and preach, that might be tougher.
你可以不会讲道，但是你不能不会祷告。
You cannot know how to preach, but you cannot not know how to pray.
一定要在祷告的生活上有美好的学习。
You have to have a good prayer life.
因为你知道祷告有的时候呢，跟我们这个人的这个性格很有关系。
And prayer has to do with sometimes our personality.
有时候神要破碎我们的性格。
You know, the Lord is trying to bust up our personality.
我们才能够开口。
He is trying to break apart these shells so that we can open our mouths and pray.
弟兄姊妹啊,
especially for some of the younger ones.
我再讲一下我年轻时候那个祷告的经验。
You know, I'll share with you my experience as a young person in prayer.
因为我这个人呢, 个性来讲是非常的拘谨的, 就说呢, 这个, 很自觉感很重的, self, 那个,
self-control,
不是, 就是自觉感啊 ，self-conscious 的很厉害。
Naturally, I have when I was younger, I was very self-conscious.
所以我很小的时候都不太讲话的。
And so, believe it or not, I was very reticent as a child.
后来我得救了。
And then I was
saved. 有一天，那个带领我得救的弟兄很爱我。
And the brother who led me to the Lord, he loved me.
因为他花了好大的力气，我才受浸的。
Through a lot of effort, I was baptized.
所以他特别爱我。
So he loved me quite a bit.
所以有一天晚上，波比聚会，他就站在会所门口等我了。
So one night, he waited for me outside of the assembly.
那我也很高兴，他看到哦，孙弟兄来，坐到我旁边。
And he brought me into the assembly. He said, "Brother Sun, sit next to me."
哎呀，那天晚上我真是难过。
And I felt tortured that night.
他就一直推我。
This was during the communion and he kept nudging me.
因为波饼聚会，他要我祷告。
We were breaking bread and he wanted me to open my mouth and pray.
他一直戳我，一直戳我，戳得我很难过。
He kept poking me.
最后他看这么戳都戳不动。
And no matter how much he poked, I would not pray.
他也着急了。
And he started to become distressed.
所以他干脆就把我一下拉起来了。
So then he lifted me up.
我这一站起来啊。
I stood up.
我想这下不开口也不行。
That I guess I better open my mouth.
我不会祷告。
But I didn't know how to pray.
然后我就想主耶稣啊。
And so I said, Lord Jesus.
哇你知道那个聚会弟兄姊妹一听见一个年轻的小孩陌生人那么开口了。
When the assembly heard that a young person stood up and opened his mouth.
所以这所有的弟兄姊妹都用很大的力气说Amen.
The whole assembly said, Amen.
哇他怎么一阿们呢我这个头上就冒汗。
And when they said Amen, I started to sweat.
然后呢整个脑袋空白的。
And then I just went blank.
我下面一句话也讲不出来。
And I didn't say anything else.
所以呢整个聚会就鸦雀无声了。
And so it was dead silent.
他们就等我第二句话。
They were waiting for me to say another word.
哎呦，我也很着急，没有话。
And I became anxious. I didn't know what to say.
但是呢，那个时候我至少懂得一件事情。
But I knew one thing.
你祷告完，你要奉主的名嘛，对不对
？At the end of the prayer, you say in Jesus' name.
我说，奉主耶稣基督的名就坐下去了。
And so I said in Jesus' name, and then I sat down.
哇，你知道那天我坐下来的时候啊。
But you know, when I sat down,
我恨那个弟兄恨得不得了啊。
I really hated this brother.
我说你这个叫我出丑对不对啊
Are you trying to embarrass me?
我下次再也不来了。
I'm not coming to this meeting again.
但是弟兄姊妹多年之后
But years later,
我从我的深处感谢我的主。
I thank the Lord from deep within.
主知道我何等的软弱。
The Lord knew my weakness.
要叫我能够在聚会里公开开口祷告是多么难的一件事。
For the Lord to break me and make me open my mouth in the assembly was such a difficult thing.
所以他那么年轻年小年幼的时候他就把我的性格破碎了。
And so he had to bust open my personality at a very young age.
所以从那个时候开始起，哎呀，我变成我的祷告变得很自由了。
And from that moment on, this prayer life became a natural thing.
所以我深深的体会，祷告是跟我们这个人的性格有关系的。
So I realized that prayer is closely linked with our personality.
你开头一下，你的性格需要被破碎。
Our own personality and nature have to be busted open.
你容易开口。
In order for us to open our mouths to pray.
之后呢？
But how about years later?
哇，我好像变得很习惯祷告，很会祷告了，对不对？
Then prayer becomes almost a habit, and it's easy to pray.
我就反过来，我的个性呢，需要受圣灵的约束。
But now, my personality needs to be restrained by the Spirit.
我知道祷告是跟着圣灵的感动。
I now know that prayer has to be according to the leading of the Spirit.
没有感动，不要开口。
If the Spirit does not touch you, do not open your mouth.
那因为我们有时候教会里面会着急，对吧？你波饼聚会怎么都没有人开口啊？所以这负责弟兄们就很负责了，就开口祷告。
So a lot of the responsible brothers during the communion, when it's silent, they feel the urge to fill that time.
不，你无论怎样的相信圣灵的带领。
No matter what happens, we ought to follow the leading of the Spirit.
让教会里面有更多弟兄姊妹随着神的灵可以开口祷告。
That more brothers and sisters might follow the leading of the Spirit and open their mouths to pray.
所以呢，你要看一个教会好不好啊。
So if you want to see how the condition of a particular church.
你不要主日啊，上午去参加那个讲道聚会，那个人很多的。
Don't go to the preaching of the word or the sermon time.
你要去参加他们的祷告聚会。
If you want to know the condition of that church, go to their prayer meeting.
你看到那个祷告聚会，你才知道他的聚会到底好不好。
Check out that prayer meeting to know the true condition of that church.
祷告才是神家的一个记号。
Prayer is like a symbol of God's house.
讲道不是记号。
Sermons are not the symbol.
我们常常听见很多弟兄姊妹告诉我，哦，这个聚会里面的讲道非常好。
Oftentimes we hear that, oh, there's great preaching at that church.
当然这个不是不好。
Of course, it's not a bad thing.
但是你要看见他祷告好不好。
But you need to see, do they have a good prayer?
因为主说我的家必成为万民祷告的家。
Because the Lord says, my house should be a house of prayer.
所以这个香坛跟这个香炉它所代表的那个意义非常的重大。
So this altar of incense and the incense represents, has deep meaning.
我们不需要再去制造个香炉啊。
You know, we don't need to go and construct an altar of incense today. Well, we know in Catholicism they use these
incense.
But we know that today this altar of incense speaks of our prayer. Are we praying according to the Spirit? And if we're led by the Spirit, then there is that aroma, that fragrance.
然后我们最后呢，看见你进到至圣所的里面。
And then finally we enter into the Holy of Holies.
至圣所里面只有一个约柜在那里。
The only thing in the Holy of Holies is the Ark.
这个约柜被称作是见证的柜。
The Ark is called the Ark of Testimony.
这是整个会幕的中心最重要的东西。
This is the most important item. At the center of the tabernacle.
所以有很多弟兄们感觉到旧约时代中基督还没有来的时候呢，你看见这个约柜就代表那个基督了。
So some brothers have explained that because Christ had not come in the Old Testament,
所以这个,
the ark represents Christ.
这个约柜是最重要的事情。
So the ark is the most important thing.
这也是今天教会存在在地上最大的意义。
And this is the most important meaning of the church here on this earth.
为什么要有教会呢?
Why do we have a church here on this earth?
就是基督的见证。
The church is the testimony of Christ.
我们的聚会就是见证基督的。
Our meeting ought to testify of Christ.
除了见证基督没有别的用处。
Apart from testifying of Christ, there is no other function.
所以这个约柜在这个最中心的地位上。
So the ark is in the center of the tabernacle.
当然这个约柜我们简单的说一下。
And very simply we'll explain what
the ark is. 它有两个基路伯，一个荣耀的影呢，照在施恩座上。
Of course, the two cherubim sit and stare at the mercy seat.
因为底下是有两块法板。
Because, of course, within the ark are the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
这告诉我们神荣耀的要求在法律律法上的要求呢，主耶稣给我们承担了。
This tells us that the Lord has fulfilled God's righteous requirement.
这个代表着福音，今天教会的福音。
And this is the gospel.
主耶稣满足神公义的要求。
The Lord has fulfilled the righteous demands of God.
那么另外呢，在柜底下有三样东西。
And then there are three things within the ark.
希伯来书特别讲到的。
Hebrews mentioned these.
那么有两块法板。
We know that there are the stone tablets.
律法。
The law.
这代表着生命的性情。
This speaks of
nature of the life.
This speaks of the nature of God's life.
今天我们知道在见证的事上我们是要活出基督生命的性情。
We know that in testimony, the life of Christ has to be revealed.
那么还有一个金冠的玛拿。
There's a jar of manna.
这个玛拿代表天上所降下来的粮。
It speaks of heavenly food.
是我们直接从主的领受。
Received directly from God.
基督徒啊，读主的话，亲近主，应该常常直接从主有所领受。
Christians, as we come into the presence of God, we ought to receive directly from God.
这个跟见证有关系的。
And of course, this is tied closely with our testimony. 然后还
有亚伦发芽的杖。
And then there is Aaron's rod.
代表着复活的生命的权柄。
And this speaks of the authority of that resurrection life.
所以教会的权柄是生命的，不是地位的。
So, in church, that authority has to do with resurrection life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So, dear brothers and sisters,
你看，神在会幕里面，他有要求样式的标准。
So, we see within the tabernacle, there is a standard for every piece of furnishing.
Likeness.
And we see that there's this likeness.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这一些在会幕里面器具的样式，
These furnishings represent the likeness or pattern of that standard.
说明了一些属灵的原则。
And this speaks of these spiritual principles.
今天如果我们能按照这个原则精准的在主面前侍奉主，
And if we can hold on to these spiritual concepts as we serve the Lord,
那我们的聚会就是符合于主的要求的。
Then we will fulfill the Lord's requirement.
今天在地上，你看众教会，很多人常常说：“哎呀，我们的聚会是最标准的样式。”
A lot of churches may proclaim that we are the most accurate in our form.
有的人也想要建立标准的样式。
And then some might want to establish some kind of form or standard.
但是教会历史证明一件事情啊。
But church history has taught us.
地上没有标准的教会。
On this earth, there is no perfect or standard church that is.
意思说没有模型的教会。
There is no model church.
今天我们不能你弄一个让大家来学，这个不可以的。
You can't have a form and then have everyone copy that.
这只能说呢，基督的意义显在哪里多。
It tells us that where the meaning of Christ is manifested,
那个地方就更多符合于神的要求。
That place has met the demands of our Lord.
那个教会的样式就是主所要的。
And that form is what the Lord is looking for.
所以今天教会的建造是根据原则的。
So, the construction of the church today has to be according to these spiritual principles.
它不是根据外面模型来模仿的。
And it's not due to some kind of a model that we can set up.
我觉得这个今天我们需要明白。
This is something we need to understand.
我们不需要去看别人的。
We don't look at other people.
我们只要能按照主给我们这些样式所说明的原则活在神的跟前。
We look at this pattern and these spiritual principles that the Lord has given us.
你看后来当大卫起来说建造圣殿。
We know that later on, David began work on, began to construct the temple.
从外面看起来跟会幕完全不一样。
You know, on the outward, the temple looked very different than the tabernacle.
其实我们更可以看见会圣殿原来是会幕的扩大。
We see how more grand the temple is compared to the tabernacle.
原来会幕中的东西都把它扩大。
And it's an expansion of the tabernacle.
但是我们注意一件事情。
But pay attention to one thing.
它的原则没有改变。
That pattern and spiritual principle never changed.
到最后我们看见启示录的时候。
And we see in Revelation.
那一座圣城比地上耶路撒冷城扩大的更大。
The new Jerusalem is far greater than the earthly Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters, this tells us,
只要你的原则上面符合于神的要求,
through these spiritual, we have to hold on to these spiritual principles,
神就以那个地方为家,
then God will consider that place home.
你看腓拉铁菲的教会,
look at the church at Philadelphia.
它不是一个很大的聚会,
it wasn't a big meeting,
但是它满足神的心,
but it satisfied God's
heart. 就像以色列人被掳以后,
It was like after the captivity.
他们建造的圣殿也远赶不上所罗门王建造的圣殿。
Of course, those that returned from captivity, the rebuilding of the temple was not to the degree that Solomon's temple was.
但是所有的原则都在。
But the principles were there.
所以神的心就满足了。
And so God's heart was satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的神无比的伟大。
Our God is a great God.
他才不在乎这些外面的东西呢。
He doesn't care about the outward things.
他在乎的是里面的这个光景。
He's looking at the inward condition.
所以各地的聚会。
So the churches in different localities.
方式不一样。
You know, everyone has their own methods.
但是原则不能改变。
But the principles cannot change.
所以我们常常有时候过去呢因为我们有时候愚昧啊，我们说，哎呀，我们过去我们那个波饼的样式是最标准的样式。
So sometimes in the past, I've heard ones brag how our breaking of bread meeting is the most accurate.
但是我们可以给你保证。
But I can guarantee you.
今天我们这个波饼的样子，定规跟使徒行传当初耶路撒冷人的波饼的样子完全不一样。
The way in which we break bread. Is far different than the first century saints.
你这个方式上不一样，不要紧。
The way, the outward form in which we do things doesn't matter, but the principle has to be there.
呀，我真是希望主给我们能够有一个领悟。
So may the Lord allow us to understand.
在神的工作上
，in God's work，
他有他自己一定的标准。
He has his standard.
他不仅在建造的材料上，他有品质的。
Not only does he have these requirements in the building materials,
他在会幕里面各种不同的器具上有样式的标准。
In these furnishings, he has this pattern of that standard.
但是今天这些样式说明了属灵的原则。
And these patterns speak of spiritual principles.
说明了基督的意义。
And it speaks of Christ.
我们希望主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们知道在这个时候在怎样的情况里面服侍主。
To show us in these last days how to serve him.
怎样聚会。
How to meet.
让主的心得到满足。
That the heart of our Lord may be satisfied.
我们再说。
And we say again.
教会不是人的工作。
The church is not man's work.
是神的工作。
It is God's work.
必须按照神的标准。
And so we have to build according to God's standard.
但愿在这个末后的时代。
In this last days.
我们的神仍旧能在各处的聚会上面拉起准绳。
May the Lord stretch his measuring line across the churches.
我们请低头在一边祷告。
Let's bow in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
你从来没有隐瞒你的心意。
Lord, you You don't hide your will from us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你总是把你自己的心意清清楚楚地告诉我。
You clearly reveal your will to us.
所以我们求你开我们里面的眼睛。
So, Lord, open our inner eyes.
让我们能看见。
That we might see.
给我们有属灵的悟性。
Give us
the
spiritual understanding.
那么我可以明白你的心意。
That we can understand your heart.
时候已经到了末了。
These are the last days.
求你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
把我们的年日握在你的手中。
Lord, our remaining years are in your hands.
让我们在这个时候还能够跟随你自己的带领。
Lord, allow us to follow your leading.
按照你的标准。
According to your standard,
来侍奉你,
to serve you,
来聚会,
to meet.
主啊, 求你施恩,
Lord, may you have mercy and grace upon us.
我们向你俯伏下拜,
we bow in worship.
我们将祷告, 靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.